Dear friends, today is the second Sunday after Easter. It's also known as Good Shepherd Sunday. The epistle for the second Sunday after Easter is taken from St. Peter's first epistle, the second chapter. Dearly beloved, Christ suffered for us, leaving you an example that you should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, did not revile. When he suffered, he threatened not, but delivered himself to him that judged him unjustly, who his own self bore our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live to justice, by whose stripes we are healed. For you were as sheep going astray, but you are now converted to the shepherd and the bishop of your souls. And the Holy Gospel is taken from the Gospel of St. John, the 10th chapter. At that time, Jesus said to the Pharisees, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. But the hireling, and he that is not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and flieth. And the wolf catcheth and scattereth the sheep. And the hireling flieth, because he is a hireling, and he hath no care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. As the Father knoweth me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. And other sheep I have that are not of this fold, them also must I bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. But the hireling, and he that is not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep, and flieth. And the wolf catcheth and scattereth the sheep. These words are taken from the Gospel of today's Mass, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, Father Lavasic wrote many Catholic works for the instruction of children as well as adults. He spent 48 years in the priesthood, dedicating his entire life to the instruction of the faithful, especially through stories and examples that were easy to remember. And one story that he told before his death in 1986 centered around a young man who had been a bad example. The young man in question and a young lady at the age of 18 were driving home one night when he crashed into a fence. The young girl was hurled through the front windshield to her death. And the young man, however, was uninjured. On the following night, the poor girl was laid out for her wake in a manner befitting her youth and beauty. And Father Lavasic writes that the young girl had been known for being good and lovely. The young man who was responsible for this tragedy made his way to the funeral home. He walked up to the casket, and he looked in and let out a frightful scream and ran from the room. At the door of the funeral home, a man tried to seize him and quiet him, but the man immediately noticed that he was looking into the eyes of a maniac. The young man, Father Lavasic finishes the story by saying, is in a sane asylum today, muttering to himself, over and over again, all day and night, I drove her to death. I hurled her into hell. My dear friends, it's not usual that we have such a terrifying or somber story given to us on Good Shepherd Sunday. But the great doctor of the church, St. Alphonsus, took this occasion many years ago to preach to his flock about the terrible effects of scandal and bad example. And today I would like to consider these two topics as well. It is of the utmost importance that we, as members of the Good Shepherd's flock, must never do anything to drive away or scatter the spiritual sheep that belong in that flock as well. When we hear our Lord say that the wolf comes and scatters the flock and the sheep are dispersed, this brings to mind what happens when scandal occurs. For when a person acts in a scandalous manner, or when they set a bad example for others, they either scatter or drive from the good shepherd sheep that belong to his flock. Or they keep away from the good shepherd sheep that otherwise would have chosen to follow him. St. Thomas Aquinas defines scandal as any word or act that gives occasion to the ruin of our neighbor. Scandal, then, is any word or act by which our neighbor loses his soul or is led towards the loss of his soul by our actions or our words. Scandal can be direct when we induce one to sin immediately, or it can be indirect if we foresee that our words or our actions could lead another into sin, and yet we do them anyway. And if these words or actions lead one into mortal sin, then that scandal is a mortal sin on our soul as well. This is a most serious matter for us to stop and consider, for the scandalous person holds in his hands, as it were, the infinite value of another's soul. Our Lord made this very clear, how highly he praised the souls of mankind. For 4,000 years he sent prophets, judges, and saints to lead and instruct mankind in the ways of salvation and to remind them of the promised Redeemer. Then he himself took to himself our human nature. He lived, toiled, suffered, and died for the salvation of men's souls. And then he left his church, his immaculate bride here on earth, to ever show mankind the path to salvation and to provide them with the means necessary of saving their souls. If we see the Good Shepherd going to such lengths to save a soul, what must be his just anger then when he sees a spiritual wolf, as it were, scattering and taking these precious souls from him? He paid the ultimate price of his own life so that souls might be saved. What will he require of those who lead souls to be lost? As the book My Catholic Faith tells us, grievous indeed must scandal be to make our gentle Lord use such strong words of condemnation against it. And St. Alphonsus explained to his people on that Good Shepherd Sunday that hell itself was created for the scandalous. He said that hell did not exist before Lucifer led astray one third of the angels, and it was the abode that God prepared for this scandalous one and for those who followed him. You know, in the story, my dear friends, as tragic as it was, that young man who looked death in the face and saw that young girl now passed away, he fully understood the weight of scandal and the price of an immortal soul. He saw the face of his beloved one cold in death, and in an instant he understood the value of that one human soul. More importantly, he realized how terrible the reality is that her soul might be lost for all eternity. And although his case was most extreme, I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that for far too many Catholics today, they don't properly calculate the value of an immortal soul when they act or speak in a scandalous manner. If a Catholic regularly laughs at indecent or unbecoming jokes, if they use sinful or coarse language around others, if they dress or in their actions are scandalous, and by those actions they lead others into sin, we can ask ourselves, do they really know the value of a human soul as God sees it? Do they really realize what they're doing and leading that soul astray? If for no good reason a Catholic works on Sunday, or if they belittle religion or the priests and the religious, If they act this way in the company of others, then such scandalous acts may easily lead others into mortal sin and could ruin their immortal souls. And what is most terrifying, and what drove the young man in the story mad, is the fact that once that soul is led into sin, especially mortal sin, only God has the power of bringing them out of it. As the book My Catholic Faith makes very clear, we ought to be more careful about giving scandal because of the difficulty, nay, the impossibility, of repairing the effects of scandal. The reason why My Catholic Faith calls it nearly impossible is because in today's day and age, we are surrounded by non-Catholics and pagans of every sort. If we lead them into sin, what chance do they have of absolution or atonement, since they have no access to the sacraments? This book warns us that if we have been scandalous, if we have been the wolf that has scattered the Lord's flock, there are steps we must take to right this wrong. If we have been the occasion of scandal or bad example to another, we must do all we can by good example to try to help them save their soul. We must perform acts of the contrary virtue and incite them to follow our good example. And above all, we must pray for them. Pray that our Lord give them the grace to so quickly and easily follow our good example as they may have followed our bad example in the past. On this Good Shepherd Sunday, then, my dear friends, let us examine ourselves and the example that we have set for others throughout our lives, especially the example that we have given to children. Our Lord, the Good Shepherd, has given up his very life that their souls might be saved and that they might one day enjoy an eternity in heaven. To think of all that he has done, let us join the Good Shepherd in that work by always setting a good example to others and by looking to lead others to him by our good example. As he said in today's gospel, "Other sheep I have that are not of this fold. Them I must also bring in, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd." If our Lord then is still on the lookout, as it were, for souls to be saved, for souls to bring into his flock, let us make sure that we are assisting him and never working against his efforts. Be careful, then, never again to give even the smallest scandal. And if you wish to save your soul, avoid as much as possible giving scandal. St. Alphonsus says of those who give scandal, "These incarnate devils shall be damned. But if you do not avoid them, you will bring perdition upon yourself." Pray, then, that this is never your fate, but rather that in all things you lead men to know, love, and serve God. In this way, you will be responsible not for the loss of a soul, but for the salvation of souls. And you will receive a great reward from the divine Good Shepherd. And finally, in this work of setting a good example, do not fail to implore the Queen of Heaven for assistance. Our Lady knows the infinite value of a soul. She understands what her Son sacrificed that souls might be saved, and she will help us then to never act contrary to him. During that first Paschal season, the apostles and the disciples of our Lord gathered around our Lady. They stayed close to her to keep themselves faithful to our Lord. And just as she guided them and kept them together until the Holy Ghost would come on Pentecost Sunday, so too will she help us to stay faithful to her divine Son, and she can provide us all the graces we need to always be a good example to those in our lives. May Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.